Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado. No wonder Chevy Silverado is the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
All right, here comes Speed Jokes. Thanks for sending them to John Williams at WGNRadio.com this week. Send your best jokes to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We try and pick the joke of the week on Fridays, and in a minute I'll select a name, and someone's going to win our coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Our Speed Jokes are sponsored by Team Hochberg. Here's joke of the week number one. Here's another thing. How do Amish girls know if it's a romantic candlelight dinner or just a regular dinner? Joke of the week number two. Our boss says she'll fire the employee with the worst posture.
Yeah, that worries you?
I have a hunch it might be me. Joke of the week number three. I finally saw my doctor yesterday and showed him this rash on my butt.
Oh, yeah? What'd he say?
He didn't say anything. He just kept pushing his cart through the Walmart like he never did. Steve Alexander, the only way to make that joke funnier was what?
To have Marge Sipla say it.
Joke of the week number five.
The following is a public service announcement in which Andy Mazur will portray a person. And John Williams will star as the announcer.
Have you ever recorded music off the radio to include in a mixtape?
Why, yes, I have.
Then it's time for you to be screened for colon cancer. Or if you just made a mixtape at all.
I'm so believable as a person, aren't I?
Yes, well done, Andy. You were convincing. Here's number six. The mayor from Jaws is still, have you noticed this? The mayor in Jaws 2?
So the moral of that is?
It's important to vote in your local elections. Come on, people. Okay, we got a double feature for you here, so I'm going to count this as jokes six and seven. Legend has it, if you hold the gas pump up to your ear, you can hear all of the shareholders laughing at you. Actually, Andy, I was on E yesterday, so I filled my tank, and it only cost me $27.
Wow, where'd you go?
At the BP station.
What, were you driving?
My lawnmower. Ouch, that hurts. Here's joke of the week number eight. Andy, yesterday I told you how I was able to fill my tank for just $27.
Yeah, but that was your lawnmower.
Well, I did find a new place where you can get gas for under $3.
Taco Bell.
Yes, Taco Bell. Thank you, Taco Bell. Here's joke of the week number nine.
Seriously, John, I don't know why everyone's complaining about gas prices. I used to only be able to fit $50 of gas in my car, and now I can get $75 in there. That's a good thing, right?
Hey, Andy. I'll pause while Andy scratches his head.
I was told there'd be no math.
Here is joke of the week number 10. Andy, after a long journey, a spaceship lands on Earth. An alien cat walks off. What does he say?
I don't know.
Take me to your litter. One more joke for you. Here's number 11. Why don't Tyrannosaurus rexes go into space?
Well, because their little arms are too small to man the controls, probably.
No.
Because they're too big for the space capsule?
No, it's because they're dead. Come on, Andy. Somewhere Dave Bennett is going, I could have warned you. I could have warned you.
He did, and I continue to show up.
We have played that joke on Dave Bennett all the time. And Andy, yeah. I don't know what to tell you.
It's all good.
Now we need to pick the joke of the week. Kevin, why don't you tell us which one you like the best this week?
Lawnmower.
Lawnmower.
I like the lawnmower joke.
Very good. Steve Alexander.
John has a hunch.
Andy, which one is the joke of the week, please?
It's got to be rash on butt.
Oh, wow. I'm going with I have a hunch it could be me. Producer Pete, which one did you like the best?
Have a hunch.
Have a hunch. Holy cow. The person that sent that in gets a majority of the votes. They've earned the coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug, and we randomly select a name in just a minute. Someone's going to win that, too.